that's what the doctor ordered after a cup final. It was always a case of getting back at it and getting the victory.
Hugely, and I think particularly we've had our troubles with Institute this year, rightfully so. The two games, I wouldn't begrudge them, you know, their performances nor their wins, but with that coming out the back of the final as well, you have that wee worry in your head where, you know, last Saturday night it was bright lights, it was 6,000 fans, it was an electric atmosphere, and you come here today and, you know, we didn't have a huge amount of fans, it was quite open. The wind was blowing a gale, it's not under lights, and all of a sudden as a player, whether it be consciously or subconsciously, you can go, what are we doing here today, or whatever else, and we drilled it into the players Thursday night, we drilled it into them pre-game as well, about the importance of making sure that we kicked on and used that final as a shot in the arm, and I think today, to be fair, the players, they've been super.
And two centre halves, and they're looking for a goal bonus too.
They'll do well, let me speak to the chairman. But no, it's great, and you know, I watched the Linfield game last night, and they weighed in with a couple of set pieces as well, and on days like today, on conditions like today, there's a time for free-flowing football and scoring from open play. There's also times when it maybe takes a set piece or so to open the game up. So credit to Aaron, he in particular has weighed in with goals this year, and it's good to see Stevie weigh in with one as well.
From your point of view now, the big games just keep coming, you know what I mean? Another one next week.
It's great, and I keep reminding the players, and that I remember a few seasons ago where we were, well, 4 or 5 seasons ago, where maybe at this stage of the season we were 8th or 7th, and it was before the playoffs had been entered, and this game, this time of the year, was so hard in relation to trying to function and trying to see a point in the games, and it's brilliant where we're at this point in time, and that's what you keep urging the players to embrace it, because you push all season hard to be involved in and around something like this, that you just want. You get greedy, you want more and more of it. Just want to. And even 2 years ago, when we didn't win the league and we were pipped in the final day, it was still, as much as it hurt, it was still joyous to be a part of, and a real buzz those last couple of months, you know. And ideally, all we're trying to do is, and we've said it all along, is try and hang on by the fingernails and see if we can keep to the coattails of these teams in front of us. So, and all we can do is look after what's in front of us by winning the games.
End of the day, you won your game in hand, you're, you know, 4 behind, and just as you say, everybody's talking about everybody else and not really talking about you, which is what you want.
No, that's it, and you know, people can talk all they want about this and that and their predictions and everything that goes with it, but the stats are there to see. You know, we are where we are, we have games, we have a game in hand as such, but the key thing for us is not even to look beyond that. The key thing today is to take care of business and win the game, and now that we've done that, we'll move on. We'll park the league now for 10 days, and it's all about Irish Cup.